If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everyone. Well, we've had some nice weather change here in our part of the world. I know things are looking a little dicey over Florida way, but Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I think maybe most of Texas and other parts of the South had a little cooling, and that's kind of nice. It's indicating that we're getting close to thinking, well, actually we're there, thinking about planting some fall crops, food crops, and landscaping and all that. And yeah, it's surprising, I guess, because it's still pretty hot out there, but we're getting close to that time, and we'll talk about that a little bit today. And anything else you would like to discuss? We're going to have a guest in the second hour, and like we always discuss, the health of the soil and the health of the plants is what we talk about here, and we're going to be talking about it from a little bit different standpoint today, and that is how it is similar to human health with all the COVID-19 thing going on and all, talking about our immune systems and how to be healthier. There's starting to be a little bit of conversation about that. It's been kind of a no-no to talk about some of the things that we need to discuss, and that is that the people most susceptible to the virus are people that are unhealthy in other ways, and so we're going to get into that a little bit today, and hopefully we can be helpful. I don't think any of it will surprise you a whole lot, but it may surprise you about how easy it is to move the other direction. Telephone number for this talk show, and that's what it is, and you can jump on here anytime you want to at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. My tea is kind of similar to what it usually is. It's simpler. It's a bunch of ginger. Every time I do the ginger, I cut the ginger up a little bit different way, and I think the way that works the best, like I've mentioned before to you, is to cut it in very thin, long strips that are cut with the grain, not across the grain. It's easier to cut, for one thing. So we've got ginger in there. We've got the garden sage, the gray leaves of garden sage, a few little chili piquin roasted peppers, and some honey. Didn't put Turk's cap or hibiscus or some of those other things in there this morning, so it's a little simpler, but it's a good tea. I didn't put very much honey in it. I probably could have added just a little bit more honey there. But if you haven't tried that before or something along those lines, give it a shot. The SPCA report of the week is, in general, the same. They're still not allowing people to come in. You've got to make an appointment to schedule an adoption. And you can start off by looking at our website. The dogs that we've recommended in the past, some of them are still available. And you can see them, good photographs of them, and read their bios. And if one of them's interesting to you, you can call, set up an appointment, go through the website or the email address, spca.org/findapet is a good way to go there. And you can see the dog of the week. The one that's up for adoption this week is a cutie, Lolo, 4-year-old retriever lab mix. And she's got short vanilla and light tan coat, sweet eyes, perky ears. You can see her picture on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the SPCA button on dirtdoctor.com, and you can see her and the other dogs that we've talked about in the past. good way to go to get a pet, for sure. We were talking, Bob and I were talking, Bob Webster and I were talking on his show yesterday about the fact that I've commented about it, and he's been passing on the comment also, that I've really enjoyed one of the things about this people staying home during the virus thing is I'm getting to meet a lot of the dogs that live in our neighborhood that I had never met before. And, boy, there's some cuties, both at the office and at home. And the range of dogs is just all over the place, from real good-looking purebred dogs to some of the neatest-looking mutts, mixed breeds that you've ever seen, every size in the world. Everybody walking them in different ways and enjoying different times of the day. And it has been one of the pleasant things about having to stay home a lot more because of what's going on here. Hope you're getting to enjoy some of that as well. But both the SPCA report and the mystery photograph, which is up first person. Last week we got the mystery photograph identified very quickly in the show. It should be fairly easy today, again, too. Identifying the critter in the shot is what's up for grabs, and whoever identifies it first receives one of our online courses that I teach, the Natural Organic Gardening and Landscaping course, and also a gift from Espoma. Espoma sponsors both SPCA and the Mystery Photo. They put up for the winner each week an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. You also win a real-time pain relief sample. So check it out. Where do you see the mystery photograph? Well, right on dirtdoctor.com. And it's all spelled out, D-I-R-T, dirtdoctor.com. And the photograph is one of the photographs that rotates right there at the top of the homepage. You can go to it instantly by clicking the round button over there on the right-hand side and see it. And if you're first to identify it by either calling the show or sending an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, you win those prizes. David called in very early this morning. If I can get my mouse untangled here, we'll just start off by seeing what he's up to in Mount Pleasant, Texas. I used to spend a fair amount of time in Mount Pleasant, about 10 miles from my hometown of Pittsburgh, Texas. What's up, David?
Well, we all know the 95-degree daytimes, 75-degree nighttime pretty well stops tomato production, with one exception. It seems to have no effect on cherry and grape tomatoes.
That's right.
My question for you is why?
Why? Well, that's a good question. I had a written question come in that I was just scanning through real quickly, and somebody sent me an email and asked me a question about why their tomatoes were cracking. And it's kind of related. When the larger tomatoes, well, there's a genetic going on there, genetic situation going on there also, but another part of it is just a physical thing. The larger tomatoes at first, as you know, have a softer outer covering, and when it gets hot, and the temperature gets hot and the conditions gets harder, the tomato tries to protect itself by making that skin tougher. And then when you get a little bit of a nice break in the weather, it gets a little cooler, we get some rain, something like that happens, the tomatoes will start trying to grow again. And because of that thicker, tougher skin, it cracks open. That's what causes that cracking open. For some reason, the cherry tomatoes and even the smaller ones like the wild currant and all, the skin doesn't, it's not as susceptible to that. You know, it's a genetic thing, and it's also a physical thing as well, just because of the size of the tomatoes. I think they produce quicker. That may be one of the things. The larger tomatoes take a longer time to mature than those smaller tomatoes, so that's probably part of it too. But yeah, you did notice something that is a very real thing, and it's why, you know, we recommend the cherry tomatoes and the rising trobs and the wild currants and the the little that little yellow one that we use for spring gold or something like that, I believe is the name of it. It's just so productive, it's unreal, and it produces right into the really, really hot weather. The only problem with that whole philosophy is that the foliage and the stems don't hold up as well as the fruit does, it seems. So you still have a little bit of a downturn in production when it really gets hot.
All right, Howard?
Yes.
Are you still?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't clear. Your indeterminates, they stop producing. You know, the flowers, the pollen, grains explode, what have you. So you get no new tomatoes, but you get new tomatoes with the cherry and the grape.
Well, it's the same thing. It's just that they do better in the hot weather, and they just like it and keep growing. The larger ones somehow, you know, sense that there's problems coming, and they just start shutting down. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, I'll
be right
back.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. As for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store, learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment that contains over 70 minerals and trace elements. It will improve root systems, yields, and general plant vigor in your garden, lawn, trees, field crops, and garden vegetables. Azomite is also a natural feed additive for chickens, livestock, and horses. Ask for Azomite in your local garden center or hardware store. If you need it in bulk or would like it delivered directly to you, then call Mike at 301-219-7540. Get better results today. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Talk with David just a little bit more off the air, and basically on the answer to the question, just to kind of clarify it, is that the small tomatoes are tougher, keep producing more, don't crack, and keep producing more both, as well as trying to say it's all related to just different genetics. Those small tomatoes just have have genetics that allow them to take the weather that's tougher. They're just tougher plants and tougher fruit. So if you want to go the easy route, go that way. David said, well, it's a shame we can't transfer that genetics into the larger tomatoes. And I guess maybe it has been done with some of them. Some of the little bit larger ones, have that tendency also, that toughness. Juliet does. The Roma tomatoes tend to. The original Porter tomatoes, kind of in that category, that middle ground that's a lot tougher skin and tough, you know, just tougher in general when the weather gets really hard. The bigger the tomato, a lot of times, you know, the more delicious and the cooler they are to grow and produce, but they're going to have a limit on what kind of harsh conditions they can take. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Well, probably I'll tell you now, and I want to get into something I've gotten several questions about, and that's the mystery seeds from China. We're going to talk about that a little bit. It's kind of interesting. But if you're interested in my books or my art, the natural organic art, I've been selling quite a few pieces lately, and been fun visiting with some people and really having fun having people come over and find out which of the different series of art I've done that they like, and it's all over the map. It's been a lot of fun to talk to different people, both art collectors and people that are getting into buying art for the first time. But you can see my art, which ranges in sizes and prices all over the place, by going to the red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com, where it says buy books, art, and class, and it tells you about all three things. All my books, which are available through that connection on DirtDoctor.com, which takes you through the Texas Organic Research Center. You're buying, if you purchase anything, you're purchasing it through the nonprofit, Texas Organic Research Center. And the benefit there is that it's tax-free and tax-deductible, the art, the books, and the online course. The course, if you're not familiar with it, we did because none of the universities teach this natural organic approach. And so we did a 15-chapter class that covers it all. Starts with soil and the basic philosophies of why it all works and why when you build the soil properly and have healthy soil and healthy roots and healthy tops of plants, there's an immunity there. And we're going to talk about immunity in plants quite a bit today. Haven't done that enough in the past. But the whole philosophy is discussed, why it works so well, and then we go through specific products and techniques and things like that, talking about insects and diseases and weeds and trees, two chapters on trees, two on insects, one on all the other different subjects. We really cover the gamut there. You take a test after taking each of the 15 chapters, and you have to pass the test before you go on and take the next chapter, and you have to pass 100%, not 70. So we give you a cheat sheet, a good one. It's a 26-page booklet that covers all the details in the test and what's going to be covered on the test and all that. It's an open book test. We haven't had anybody tell us that it was too tough to pass. And by the way, the people that take the test and that are in the business in any way, landscape, nursery business, greenhouse operations, golf course, whatever, when you finish taking the test and pass all 15 chapters, you get certified by a TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, and you can use that fact and the seal, the TORC seal, in your marketing, or if you're a homeowner, just to brag to your neighbors. And by the way, I think a lot of people are taking advantage of this deal that we started, and we're continuing it because it has been so popular. You buy one course, and you then can identify a person that's a friend or a relative or a neighbor that you want to get into organics or whatever, and they will receive the course for free. So it's basically a two-for-one deal. We are going to continue that, especially during all this virus situation. And as a result, that's another positive thing that's come out of this mess that we've got with the virus, is that a lot of people are getting into gardening for the first time, or they're spending more time at their gardening or their landscaping because they have time to do it. And a lot of people are doing it because of health issues. They're thinking, rightly so, that it would be better for their immune system and being able to avoid diseases and all if they were eating organically grown, healthy food at home. Not only is it healthier, but it just tastes a whole lot better. Reason it tastes better? Well, it has, the food is grown on healthy soil, has more trace minerals in the plant that the roots can access those trace minerals in the soil. The trace minerals are related to complex carbohydrates in the food. That's basically sugars. You have healthier, tougher plants, and plants that can stand harsh conditions a lot better, and are good for you when you eat them. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The TORC online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and let's help Becky real quick, and then we'll talk about these China seeds just a little bit. Becky in Dallas. Hey, Becky.
Hello. I was just wondering if you could tell us when to apply corn gluten meal and how for pre-emergent weed control.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do, Becky. If you're building a new bed of any kind for landscaping. I'm sorry?
In a lawn.
Lawn.
We have a lot of clover this year because we had a lot of fungal.
We're nowhere near being able to use it as a pre-emergent for turf. You do that in the spring and the fall when you're going to have the summer seeds germinating in the spring, and then also when the winter weeds are germinating in the fall. So your next window for opportunity to help from a pre-emergent weed standpoint will be in basically September the 15th or thereabout, somewhere in that window, because that's when those seed are going to be germinating. The things that are already there, like clover and vetch and various things that you want to control, you can kill them right now with direct spraying of the organic herbicides like vinegar and fatty acid products. There's a There's a product on the market called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. They'll kill clover and vetch and false strawberry and other kind of broadleaves right now, just beautifully. It works well, and it doesn't hurt the St. Augustine or Bermuda or Zoysia or things like that. It doesn't work quite as well for the people in the north with bluegrass and fescue and things like that, but it works to a degree there, too. But from a pre-emergent standpoint in the turf, it's the spring and fall when the times come. If you're doing, for people that maybe wanted to hear the rest of that, for bare soil, just period, if you're doing a new turf or you're doing a new bed, landscape, garden, vegetable garden, herb garden, any kind of new planting where you've got bare soil, you can put the corn gluten meal out no matter what time of the year it is and get some pre-emergent effect on any weed seed that have been disturbed in or in that bare bed that you're, you know, about to plant something new in. But for turf, it's limited to the spring and fall, basically.
When you put it out, do you water it in?
Yes. You don't need to make sure it is completely dissolved or anything like that, but just we do it just like the application of any organic fertilizer. We put it out and water it whenever we have time. With the corn and the corn gluten meal and those kind of products, it'll attract birds and animals a little bit if you don't go ahead and water it in to a degree. So it's best to go ahead and do it, even though it's not going to burn the turf or create any problem other than just being a little bit more attractive to wildlife.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically you put it on September 15th, and then when do you put it on in the winter time?
Put it on the winter. You put it on early spring. We usually are looking at the window of somewhere around March the 15th. And it may vary a couple of weeks before and after that, depending on what the temperature is and what the weather in general is, rain and that sort of thing. The ideal thing for corn gluten meal, and it would be the same for the toxic chemical pre-emergence that I don't recommend, you've got to put it out before the targeted weed seed germinates.
Right.
And not too far in front of it, because it'll break down and won't have the effect. It's got to be fairly close to the time that seed's going to germinate. Because corn gluten meal does, it allows the weed seed to start growing as far as the top shoot goes, but roots don't start growing, and the little germinating seed just withers away. If you hit the perfect timing, it really works well, but you've got to hit the perfect timing, before the weed seed germinates.
Okay. So you'll start talking about that again.
Yeah, we always talk about it. I don't worry about weeds as much as a lot of people do. I just say mow them and mulch them into the soil and use a lot of good quality organic fertilizer. I've noticed at our office we've been experimenting with some new fertilizers that people ask us to look at. And I used just a little bit heavier application, and the St. Augustine grass is so thick, it is unbelievable. You can't hardly walk through it, and it grows beautifully dark green. So a lot of the weed control with this organic program that we recommend is just having a good fertility program, water correctly real heavily, and then wait as long as you can before you water again, all those things that we recommend and talk about.
Okay, well, we just have a lot of clover this year, and I was just hoping to have less of it next year.
Well, fertilize more. Use that product called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. I maybe never got around to saying the name of it. That's the one that will actually kill those kind of weeds and not hurt your grass. It's called AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer. It's a baking soda-based product that has its active ingredient is cinnamon and some other herbs. It's remarkable how well it works.
Well, we bought some of that, but it was a really small canister, and it was pretty pricey, and so it didn't go very far.
Well, you can buy it in bags. You can buy it. In fact, I think we have some in the garage right now. I haven't used yet in about like a 20-pound clear plastic bag. So you can talk to feed stores or garden centers and get them to order it for you, or you can go online and order it yourself. And the other key that I try to talk about every time I bring that product up, and the reason I bring up that specific product, that brand name, is it's the only one in its category that I know of that's on the market. The key to it is to dust it out in a real fine dusting, which does two things. One, it coats the weeds properly and makes it more effective, but it also saves a lot of money. It goes a lot farther. And the small package that you buy, it has a lid on it. You take the lid off, and then there's holes in it. Is that what you saw when you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, those holes are too big.
Oh.
And it goes out way too heavy when you use that. I've talked to the owner about it, and he's kind of he keeps trying to come up with another way of doing it. You could use like a screen door material over the container to make it come out much finer, or better still, put it in some kind of a duster, like the Dustin Miser or a turkey baster, or put it in a cheesecloth or an old sock or something to go around and shake it and dust it out so it comes out in a real light dusting on wet turf. You got to wet everything down first, then dust it out lightly, and it if you do that, it's very cost effective, goes a long way, and it really does work well.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate the call. In the meantime, just fertilize a little heavier and spray a little Garrett juice from time to time. If you put out some of the rock minerals, if you haven't already, just like we use for bed preparation, we use the same stuff to help make the turf healthier that we use when we're building a new bed. You know, the compost, the organic fertilizers, and there's a bunch of them on the market now, different brand names. And then the rock minerals are the lava sand and the azomite and those kind of things. And then the sugars are important too. Not just corn gluten meal, but whole ground corn meal functions as a mild fertilizer, but it also helps with disease control. So the healthier your turf is, the thicker it is, and the less chance the weeds have of getting started. Nathan in Rutledge, Tennessee, what's up?
Hey, Doc, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thought I'd guess on your critter.
All right, what's the mystery photograph to win some wonderful prizes?
I do believe that is a cicada killer.
Okay, bingo. Had you told Mary Rose that by any chance?
Yes, I did.
Okay, has she already got your contact information and all?
No.
All right, well, I'll put you back on hold if you didn't have anything else. You are exactly right. That's the big old scary wasp called the cicada killer. And there's a little story related to that one that I took a picture of and some of the others in my garden. I was talking about it a week or two ago from a standpoint of I'm seeing more in my garden than I've ever seen before in one area, just swarms of them, and they're all a little bit smaller. Well, I figured out what was going on. Those were all young ones because they've all gotten big into the regular size now. So they're scary when you first see them and you don't know what they are because they're flying around and trying to intimidate you and get you to get away from the hole in the ground that goes down to their nest is what they're doing. And they're really beneficial and they don't sting. They're really helpful insects and just very interesting in the garden. Do you have anything else for me, Nathan, other than winning one of our online courses and a Spoma product and a real-time pain relief sample?
Well, I so appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to all of them. I look forward to your return, hopefully after this COVID thing, when you can come back to Asheville. I was there for the Mother Earth, and it was good to meet you then.
Well, I enjoyed it, too, and I look forward to getting back together. All that's, as you know, kind of shut down right now. So, well, Nathan, thank you, and congratulations, and I'll put you back on hold so Mary Rose can get your contact information, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks. All right, we have a winner. It is the cicada killer. It's a great big wasp, and if you have them flying around your place right now, which you could very well have, as the cicadas, the locust-type insects, start singing so loudly. That's when the cicada killers come around. And what they do is they keep the cicada population down to a reasonable level. If we didn't have them helping to control the cicadas would do a lot of damage to the trees. As they lay their eggs, they tear up the young twigs of the trees. And the more there are, obviously, the more damage they're going to do. The cicada killers keep them down to a level where they're really not anything more than a curiosity and an interesting singing of insects in the summer. They do very little damage because there's just not enough of them to do a lot of damage. Let's talk about these seeds just a little bit more. You can jump on here to chat with me anytime you want to at 866-444. Well, we're going to have to take a break. I'll do it right when we come back, I promise. The number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the website is dirtdoctor.com, D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R. I'll be back. Dirt Doctor here with a tip on backyard storage. Usual storage sheds get unpleasantly hot during the summer and damage your stuff. Not the case with Ulrich sheds. Because of their ventilation systems, they're roughly about 18 degrees cooler than standard sheds. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their building designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the thousands of happy customers. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or ulrichbarns.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. For more information, go to SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The
the best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
The Medina Corporation, run by the Stuart Frankie family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for years. Medina produces high-quality liquid and dry fertilizers like Medina's Organic Growing Green that has a balance of nutrients for developing healthy root systems and many other products. Whether it's landscaping, turf, trees, herbs, or vegetables, Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and protecting the environment. Medina products work beautifully and they're free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware stores, garden centers, farm stores, and other places that sell organic products. Medina, over a half a century of proven performance. For more information, go to MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Hey, Howard, back with you, and the number is 866-444-3478. These mystery seeds from China, a friend of mine used to pronounce it seeds. These seeds are being sent out to people. Recipients are receiving a small manila envelope in the mail with the seeds inside. And we're getting some recommendations from even Sid Miller, the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture, and other people. They're basically, there's two ways to look at this. One is you're urged to not open the seeds and to call the USDA. Shipping labels indicate that they come from China. We all knew that. Contact the United States Department of Agriculture. Put the package in a Ziploc bag. Hold on to it until the USDA picks it up, which apparently they will do. It's important not to throw away these seeds because they can get into the landfill, and if there is something wrong with them, germinate in the landfill and become a problem. Sid Miller, like I said, is working closely with the USDA to pick up the seeds here in Texas, and I guess other states are doing the same thing and take them to seed labs to examine them and try to figure out what the deal is. And they continue to stress not to open the bags of seed. We think and hope it might be a scam, said Miller, which gets into the other possibility here that I'll talk about. He also said his team is assuming the worst until they find out what the seeds are. Different types of seeds are sealed in the envelopes. They could be some biological virus. It might be some kind of bacteria that could devastate our agriculture industry. We're taking every precaution, Miller said. Unsolicited seed packages that people receive should be reported to sitc.mail@aphis.usa.gov. We'll put that on Facebook or somewhere where people can find it. But if you do a search on this, it'll probably come up for you. says that if individuals are aware of the potential smuggling of prohibited exotic fruits, all that goes into a whole nother deal. Okay, so there is a possibility that these seed are something nasty and they're going to introduce a pathogen or invasive species of plants and hurt the soil, hurt agriculture, and blah, blah, blah. There is also a line of thinking that it's all nothing but a scam, which Miller kind of alluded to. There's this process of sending out unsolicited stuff called brushing, B-R-U-S-H-I-N-G. I'd never heard of it. Brushing is this scam technique of sending out unsolicited stuff, whatever it is, and then using the addresses that they sent it to, attaching that to some good comments and so forth, so that it can be put on the internet and the algorithms will incorrectly assume that this product from this these people that are sending the stuff out has this great audience out there and get higher ratings on the internet and then can sell their products or their advertising for more money. That may be all it is. You still scratch your head about what the heck are they sending out seed for and where do they come from? So I think it is worth noting and being concerned about and contacting, as they recommend here, the U.S. DA or the or your state agricultural department and let the people have the seed so they can study them and see what the heck they are. It's going to be interesting to find out finally what they are. There's different seed apparently in these packets. They don't all look alike. So anybody else got any input on that? So they can certainly let us know. Telephone number here to be with us on the show is 866-444-3478. Little N. Howard's Garden for you. We had a nice little surprise rain the other day and have some soil moisture, and I have been planning on doing a transplant of a little Japanese maple that I planted, and I don't like where I planted it. I planted it too close to some herbs that get large, the Ohasanta that I have under my ginkgo tree, my big ginkgo tree. And I was going to move it. It's a little dwarf Japanese maple that I planted late winter, early spring. And I moved it to a new location, and as I was planning on doing it, one of my friends who is a landscape architect and a plantsman known for a long time, John Morlock, had a few extra plants in his garden and called me and asked me if I wanted them. I said, sure. He had taxus, the yew plants. So I spent some time yesterday planting the yew back in the back before you get to the bamboo and under my great big ginkgo and the great big bay tree that's next to it. And they look good. It looks good there. I kind of filled it out. And I moved the little dwarf Japanese maple to a new location near some leopard plants. I think it's going to make a nice contrast in texture. The leopard plants have those great big brown shiny leaves, and the little Japanese maple has obviously smaller leaves and very distinctive samar of the seed. So I think the combination is going to be good. Try to do some videos and show you a little bit more about all that that I'm doing when I have time. When you have time, pick up the phone, give us a call. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I'll be back right after this.